This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. We're back. Alan Ellis here, if you're just joining us. We had an interesting hour last hour. We talked about a little bit about a lot of things. We talked about progress on our brook trout population and an open house coming up on February 4th up in western Maryland, Cumberland. Talked about the ban on river herring, possessing river herring. Unless you have a receipt for it, you can't use river herring for bait. Tackle shops that have frozen river herring will have till June to sell it or get rid of it because the moratorium has gone into effect on blueback and alewife herring as far as harvesting them as well. We've got, what else we got? We've got the elk reintroduction moving into another phase. There's going to be a public opinion conducted by Mark Duda and Responsive Management. Survey, good guys to do that, and we'll bring you results on that as we get them. And we talked a little bit about a lot of things. There was a hunting accident in Prince George's County last Saturday. A Maryland man was charged after an illegal hunting accident. I don't know that the accident itself was illegal, but the fact that they were hunting without written permission and licenses and using buckshot in Prince George's County for deer hunting probably had something to do with the illegality. Natural Resources police officials say they received a call for a hunting accident about 2 p.m. on Saturday. The accident occurred on land owned by the Maryland Park and Planning Commission in Prince George's County. Ricky Johnson, 59 years old, had been shot in the abdomen and the knee. He was taken to Prince George's County Hospital. Roy Conti, 57, was shooting at a deer and missed and struck Mr. Johnson. Now tell me how safe that is, that you strike a person with buckshot while you're shooting at a deer. Where was Mr. Johnson in proximity, or where was Mr. Johnson in proximity to the deer that he could be, you know, hit by buckshot directed at a deer when Mr. Conti pulled the trigger? He was charged with negligent hunting, hunting without written permission, and illegal use of buckshot to hunt. Other members were Brian Creek, 33, charged with hunting without a license, hunting without a safety certificate, illegal use of buckshot, hunting without written permission, and failure to carry a second form of ID. James Creek, wonder if they're related, he's 66. He was charged with failure to wear fluorescent orange, hunting without written permission, illegal use of buckshot, and failure to complete the field tag before removing a deer from the place of the kill. Marcus Johnson, 56, he was charged with hunting without written permission, illegal use of buckshot to hunt deer. So you got these guys, you got Ricky Johnson, Marcus Johnson, Ray Conti, Brian Creek, and James Creek. Looks like five different guys in this deer hunting party, all of them using buckshot. One of them's not wearing. What's with these idiots? Can you tell me what this is about? Can you tell me what would possess five people from 33 to 66 years of age to go out and drive deer with buckshot the last day of the firearm season, on public property, without permission, what goes through that person's mind? Do we have any poachers out there that would like to call and tell me what goes through your mind to just make you totally disregard the laws that the rest of us abide by? I mean, are you that low on the food chain? Do you have that low of intelligence or are you that angry at law enforcement, or are you just stupid? I'd love to have a poacher call in and answer those questions. I mean, do you drink while you're hunting? Do you drink alcoholic beverages? Do you take drugs? Do you feel that the law doesn't apply to you, that you're special? Do you have some type of mental illness that you're on medication for? Are you bipolar? Or you just don't care? I mean, you know, were you beaten as a child? Were you abused? Do you have a disrespect for law enforcement? What's the deal? And I'm not just talking about these idiots that shot each other, you know, trying to take each other out of the gene pool. I'm talking about those of you who decide you'd like to go take advantage of wildlife and, you know, maybe bait for goose or maybe use lead shot instead of steel just to get around the law, just to get a little edge, just to kill more. Is that what it's all about to you? Is that what you're teaching your kids? What a hell of a lesson for your kids. I'll tell you what. You know, I'm trying to teach my grandson to do the right thing. I really am. And on the property where we hunt, we have a lot of hunters on the property, and we all know each other. And I shot a buck in Carroll County this year in firearm season. Checked it in as a buck. That's the only deer I've killed this year so far. I hunt every day. Every day I hunted in Cecil County, I knew that I had to take a doe or two does, and I bought a bonus buck stamp. I hunted in Talbot County or Caroline County to try and take a couple does, and because I know that, you know, there's nice bucks where I hunt. But I would no sooner kill a second buck without killing my two does and checking them in, or fake a call to the deer hotline and say I killed two does that I didn't kill. What kind of an example would that be for a grandfather to a grandson? To kill a second buck without killing his does, without abiding by the law. I couldn't live with myself. I don't know how you can, unless hunting is just not important to you, unless the traditions and heritage is just not important to you, or, you know, it's just a deer, or it does something for your ego, or it does something for your, you know, feelings about yourself as a man. I'm secure in my manhood. I don't really need to kill another buck, to be honest with you. I just enjoy deer hunting. I don't have to kill the biggest rack in the woods. I just enjoy deer hunting. I want my grandson to enjoy deer hunting, buck, doe, whatever it might be. I just want him to enjoy the experience. I want him to, you know, respect his quarry. I want him to understand the ethics and the traditions of our hunting heritage. I want him to obey the law. Why do you think I read the names of these people that violate the law? Why do you think I embarrass them? First of all, none of them would ever listen to this show. I think I've had in all these years, I think I've had one guy, I've read his name on the air, who actually called in, who truly made a mistake, who was truly sorry, who was sentenced and fined and paid his fine and expressed remorse. One. And I know the family. What are your thoughts on that? What would you like to express about this? 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. Well, let's see. In Allegheny County, Natural Resource Police charged Justin Dennis Youngblood, 21, of Midland, with failing to report his white-tailed deer harvest and exceeding the regional bag limit for white-tailed deer during the bow season in Region A on January 6th. Officers were notified of pictures posted on Facebook of two antlerless deer taken where the bag limits were one. That's just stupid. NRP charged Zachary S. Connor, 21, of Frostburg, Maryland, with casting rays on artificial light onto fields and woodlands, driving under the influence of alcohol, driving under the influence of alcohol per se, and driving while impaired by alcohol on January 7th. Connor used his vehicle's headlights to illuminate a field off Old Legislative Road near Frostburg. Didn't say there was a gun in possession. He was just spotlighting, looking for deer while he was drunk. Another moron. St. Mary's County, NRP charged Robert S. Nelson, 29. Mechanicsville, possession of undersized oysters after receiving a tip that Nelson was selling undersized oysters in the Mechanicsville area of St. Mary's County. On January 5th, officers located and stopped Nelson's vehicle found a bushel of oysters where 30% were undersized. St. Mary's County, NRP charged Ronald F. Welch with harvesting oysters in a polluted area. Welch was seen harvesting oysters in a polluted area of St. Ingenio's Creek, and NRP was notified. Dorchester County, NRP charged William Keith Elliott, 51, of Cambridge, with power dredging for oysters in a hand-tonging-only area of the Little Chop Tank on January 15th. Officers took seven bushels of oysters from the boat and released them back into the water. Trial's been set. Annapolis, January 10th, Maryland Natural Resources Police charged three people with oystering within the Tangier Sound Oyster Sanctuary. The officers were on patrol in an 18-foot Boston Whaler in the fog on Tuesday morning and found five commercial work boats in the oyster sanctuary. Foggy conditions enabled the officers to get within about 200 yards of the vessels before the officers were spotted. When the five workboats saw the patrol boat, the five vessels attempted to flee the area. Officers were able to stop two of the vessels and identify the occupants. Officers identified the two occupants of the commercial vessels, Lady Victoria as Thomas L. Ford, 51, and Ryan Ford, 32, both from Princess Anne. Wonder if they're related. Second vessel was identified as Miss Emily, 2, and was operated by Albert Hoffman, 37, from Princess Anne. All three individuals were charged with oystering in an oyster sanctuary and face a $3,000 fine, suspension of their title fish license. Five bushels of oysters were seized from each vessel, returned to the sanctuary. Trial date of March 13th has been set. And if you're going to write a press release, waterman is plural in this instance. Just want to let you know.
Just a good old boys.
These are local boys.
Never meaning no harm.
They ain't hurt nobody.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
You're just stealing from the law-abiding watermen.
Straightening the curves.
Is that an oxymoron?
Flattening the hills. Someday
the law doesn't apply to them. Hey, it's foggy. NRP won't be out here today. Let's go where the oysters are.
The only way they know how.
In the sanctuary.
Well, that's just a little bit more than the law.
I know. Let's get drunk and take a gun out and shoot a deer. I tell you, I hate scoff laws. Try to do something right. Try to bring your grandkids up, your kids and your grandkids up, and then you got this generational crap of these idiots that think it's all right to evade the law. Andy and Kate.
Hey, too. You know, I had a couple things to talk to you about fishing, but when you're bringing up these the last of the cowboys, back in the day when we were goose hunting and you could get five geese, that tells you how long ago it was, and I still had that lead shot. We had a friend on the Wye River, and there's one guy in town there, after he'd get a little bit, little joy juice, he'd brag how he got jack-lated 17 deer over Wye Island.
Yep.
Last of the cowboys. You know?
I don't know what it is, Andy. I think there's something missing in their personality.
Well,
right?
My uncle used to do it, my grandfather, you know. We always did that.
Yeah, but does that make it right for you just because your grandfather was an idiot?
No, you know, I mean, and this is, hell, this is 20 years ago, you know, whenever it was five, when it was the last, I can't remember, last five, it was five geese a day.
Yeah, well, what can I tell you? Well, what did you want to talk about?
They would brag about it, you know. I understand the DNR's got some new sonar now, so they can locate these nets without dragging grappling hooks.
I don't know the answer to that, but I would hope so.
Yeah, it was on the news.
Was it?
Yeah, it was on 6 or 7 o'clock news. I was getting part of it and all because usually they had to drag. They got, am I right? 5 miles in nets last year? Something ridiculous.
It was a ridiculous amount of nets.
But they have a sonar now that can go down over the side of their boat.
That's not a surprise. I mean, that's good technology.
They can actually locate these nets, you know.
Yeah, I heard through the grapevine that some of the watermen are starting to patrol their own ranks.
Well, they got to do something. They tell me that a couple of guys in fisheries tell me this state is just blatant for this type of violation.
Well, they are blatant. I mean,
compared to the other places.
I know. And okay, there you got. There you got, what, two officers and an 18-foot Boston whaler,
yeah.
And they spot five commercial vessels on an oyster sanctuary.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do they yell? Stop, we have you surrounded.
Mm.
You know, I mean, and they're able to catch two out of the five. I think that's pretty good, but, you know, why? Do you call for reinforcements? Sure, but you know where they are? You know, they're in Allegheny County, and that's where your reinforcements are.
Well, our former governors have kind of depleted the DNR.
Well, I got to tell you something. Well, I mean, the complaint during deer season is, you know, there's poachers, there's violators, there's trespassers, there's people calling DNR all over the place. No response. They call local law enforcement. They show up. DNR shows up later, hours later when they can, you know. And where are they? Well, they're on the water looking for oyster violators. I'm not kidding. You think I'm kidding you?
Sure, they're all there.
We ran into an officer in Caroline County who was on foot patrol. It was in the middle of the afternoon. We were fishing over at the spillway. He said, I spent the morning outside of Annapolis on the boat. And he said, when I get done here, I got to go back over to the western shore and work the rest of the day.
Yeah, they're spreading them real thin and they're retiring in droves.
Exactly right. You're exactly right.
But, I don't know what the answer is. You know, we need to have some politicians or a governor that's a waterman or a fan.
Well, we've got a governor that just awarded $23 million to put it in his budget to enhance some state parks. Do you know how much $23 million would buy an enforcement personnel? I think it might be able to. You might even be able to buy a used helicopter and put the eyes of the NRP back in the air.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know, you were talking about herring and all, and I was trying to find out what happened to the Boston mackerel. And when I was talking to one of the guys in fisheries at the state, I think Keith, he said that they let the foreign fleets come over now and clean up the Boston mackerel. The same thing happened to the herring?
Part of that.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know. Because I remember they used to have a net down southern Maryland, down Allen's Fresh and all, what was famous for yellow perch. But they used to net the herring because it wouldn't bite.
Yep.
You know?
Still do. So.
Yeah.
And not now. There's a moratorium on them. So.
Huh?
Not now. There's a moratorium on them. They're done.
Yeah.
They're done with any commercial harvest of blueback and alewife herring right now.
So. Yeah. Well, I just was wondering if maybe that's because they're just cleaning them up, you know?
Well, that's part of it. Yep. I mean, you know, the resources being depleted and everything. Everything's changing, buddy. Everything's changing. Say it's all global warming and let it go.
Yeah, just enjoy what you can while you can.
Exactly. All right, buddy.
All right. Hey, have a good one.
Thanks, Andy. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, sir. All right. We do have to take a break. We got to take a break, too, and a break. Hey, I want to tell you about this auction, Allen & Marshall Auctions. Now, I was at the shop, and I saw the auction house, and I learned how they handle this auction. It's on February 3rd, Friday night, in Parsonburg, Maryland. Parsonburg is outside Salisbury. And it's back. It ain't on 50. It's back in the main roads. It's on Esham Road, 8000 Esham Road. If you want to Google it for Parsonburg, or just go to their website, Allen & Marshall Auctions, AM Auctions, with an S. Allen & Marshall Auctions, proud to present the 6th Annual Firearms and Men's Night Out auction sale on Friday night, February 3rd. They got people from everywhere coming to this thing. I mean, they rent a tent. And they open their building. They have a huge building. They open their building. They put a tent outside their big garage door for seating. And they auction over 350 quality firearms, four-wheelers, boats, jet skis, military items, ammunition, all kinds of stuff for guys. It's called Men's Night Out, the Men's Night Out Firearms and Men's Night Out Auction Sale, Friday night, February 3rd. I mean, if you're going to the, you know, if you're going to the ocean, get down Friday night, go to the auction, have yourself a great time. Be sure to attend one of the largest firearms auctions in the Mid-Atlantic region. That's my other grandson's birthday. I don't talk much about Liam, but he's going to be one. Maybe we'll drag him down there on February 3rd to his first firearms auction at the age of one. All items will be sold regardless of price. There's no minimum and no reserve. That's important. If you've never bought at auction before, now's the time. You won't want to miss this incredible auction event. For more information, write this phone number down, 410-835-0385. I'm sorry, scratch that out. I'll give you a second. All right, grab your pen, scratch it on the paper, make sure it's writing. And if you wrote that last number down, scratch it out, 410-835-0385. 410-835-0384, or visit amauctions.com. Amauctions with an S .com. Try that number again. 410-835-0384. amauctions.com. This is going to be a hoot.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Hey, Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offers Linex protection that comes to you. The Bay Linex mobile unit can come to your home, your farm, your business, your job site, and apply the correct Linex industrial or commercial or consumer coating to your deck, your trailers, your forklifts, your airplane, your lift gates, your equipment that needs protection against corrosion, chemicals, or the elements. And the Linex materials are environmentally friendly. Protect your investment in your pickup truck like I did. Feel protected with a Linex spray-on bed liner, or protect the life of your equipment. You can even protect your garage, your shop, your basement floor with the new Aspartex floor coating. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Visit them online at baylinex.com. Bobby Hawkins is the man, 410-789-0199, 410-789-0199, or www.baylinex.com for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Now, more than just bedliners.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. I'm Jim Blykamp. Auto lenders are emerging as an important cog in the process of restarting lending to borrowers with bad credit. Wall Street Journal senior special writer Ruth Simon.
They're taking a closer look at borrowers' credit records and their stories and trying to figure out, are some of these people actually good credit risks for auto loans? And the numbers aren't huge, but the pickup has been significant in terms of the number of borrowers who are getting these kinds of loans.
Auto lenders are also less gun-shy, since they weren't burned as badly as mortgage lenders during the downturn.
People's payment priorities may have changed. You need your car to get to work. People feel it's important to stay current on their car loan. But part of it is good performance. It's been one of the few bright spots in consumer lending for banks.
In the first three quarters of 2011, auto lenders issued over 200,000 loans to borrowers whose credit records showed they've been at least 60 days past due on their mortgage. Jim Blykamp with the Wall Street Journal report.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick January 27th through the 29th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admissions, $10. NRA members, $8. Kids under 9 admitted free with weekend passes available. The 2012 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit www.nrahuntingshow.org for more information.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buds, baits, and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds, and flukes, booyah, crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on.
Let's talk to Jimmy on the Eastern Shore. Morning, Jimmy. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I was calling. Every week you talk about these rogue oystermen.
Yeah, there seems to be a few of them out there.
Well, this is the first year in 15 years I haven't dredged oysters.
Why?
They're played out. I work on a skipjack.
Okay.
So... and they're just your that we did even 6 and 7 foot doll, which is off Tolchester. They closed that down. And when we first started,
well, there aren't any oysters there anyway, are there?
6 foot doll last year. We went over and tried it. We didn't bring up nothing. So we worked 7 foot doll, and then we had to move down to Tillman Island.
Right.
Dredged up 20 bushel of oysters.
Right.
Basically, got off the boat owing money.
Right.
And, you know, work the whole day.
Right.
And then they moved down to Deal Island. It was just too far for me to commute.
Yeah.
And when I first started, there was 12 skipjacks.
Right.
6 and 7 foot mole.
Right.
Last year, there was 2 of us.
Yep.
And but we were getting a lot of money. But in a way, I kind of understand what these guys are closing down the areas. They're selling them out to private interests, people from Virginia. And they come back with their undocumented workers, and I mean, you got to make a living. When it's the only thing you know what to do, I mean, I understand it. The guy I worked for, he was very above board because you get like a certain amount of tickets, so you get your license,
right?
And they don't even issue those anymore. You know, once you've lost it, you've lost it.
No, wait. Let me back up to where you said I understand it.
I do.
Okay. Do you condone it?
No, I don't condone it. I mean, like I say, the guy I worked for was always above board.
Right.
So, you know, he didn't slip over into hand tonguing.
Right.
You know, that's usually too shallow, patent tonguing.
Right.
He wouldn't do it. You know, because that license, that's how he makes his living.
Sure.
So, I don't know. Most of my friends are watermen.
Right.
And I see these guys struggling. It's the only thing they know how to do.
Well, let me ask you this question, Jimmy. When these leases go up for aquaculture,
right?
Why don't the watermen join forces and lease the property for commercial aquaculture? Why don't they do that? Don't they see the handwriting on the wall? I mean, don't they know that MSX and Dermo have pretty much killed all the oysters in the Chesapeake Bay? And don't they know that the only salvation is going to be aquaculture? Why don't they see the writing on the wall and invest their time and effort if they like to sell oysters? Is it some kind of an infringement on their freedom? Is it something in their mind that doesn't allow them to think like that? Or tell me what it is.
Well, like I say, I came in on the tail end. I was one of the last people that actually dredged under sail.
I'm with you, yeah.
And it was a real outlaw, and to some degree, it still is.
It's what?
It was a bunch of outlaws.
Yeah.
Chesapeake Bay outlaws.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, that's just their frame of mind, you know. They don't like people telling them what to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, now they've got cell phones, they're watching DNR here at Rock Hall. You know, guys out there, I don't know. But, I mean, it was good while it lasted for me. I think opening day last year I made $900 for 2 days' work.
Right.
But the DNR would hit us. And that's one other thing. Like I said, we try to be as legal as we could because my boss didn't want to lose his license.
Right.
And have you ever been when they're offloading the skipjacks onto the conveyor belts?
Tell me.
One, two, three, four, five tally. One, two, three, four, two tally, that sort of thing.
Okay.
The DNR comes up. And these are big old, these don't look like those. These are big metal buckets.
Right.
And the DNR will just, okay, that one right there. They'll dump it on the ground, and then the DNR goes through it. And it's a coffee can.
Right.
It's literally a coffee can.
Right.
And it's the 3-inch oysters. You can damage the oysters. You know, the oyster will be exactly 3 inches. You got your Cohen hammer. Exactly 3 inches. But the shoveling and everything, it'll knock just maybe an eighth of an inch off. And that's an illegal oyster.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah. And the way the oysters are now, I mean, it's simple to break that lip off. And a legal oyster, when it's thrown in the bushel, can become an illegal oyster, an undersized oyster, in a matter of seconds.
Right. And, you know, my boss takes every one of them to court nine times out. They never have showed up.
Right.
He's beating every one. We get at least two tickets every year.
Right.
You know, get wrote up.
Yeah.
You know. I'm glad I got in on it.
Well, okay.
On the Chesapeake history, but
yeah.
I can say in a way I kind of understand these guys.
All right.
You know, and then some of them will just go out of their way.
You know, there are people that plan to break the law. I mean, you've got to, like illegal gill netting, you've got to invest money in anchor gill nets and plan to do an illegal activity to do that. Am I right? I mean, you got to invest your money in hopes that you don't get caught and get a return on your illegal investment and your illegal activity.
Right, and then, yeah, selling them and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Just sell anything.
Yeah.
Turtles, oversized, striped bass, anything.
Sure.
Rats. I don't know right where I could go sell. I mean, I don't mess around with none of that, but, you know, I found another way to make a living.
What do you do now, Jimmy?
I'm a boat carpenter.
Well, there you go.
Got me a little boat shop, so.
Good for you. All right.
Okay, well, I like your show. I don't hunt, but I like your show.
Well, thanks for the call. I've been very informative. Thank you very much.
Well, hey, Captain Seaweed, we need to hear from you.
There you go. All right, buddy. See ya. Thanks. There he goes. Charles in Baltimore. Then we'll take a break. Thanks for holding on, Charles. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. What's up?
Well, I thought I'd advise all of the deer hunters to definitely cook your meat thoroughly, and watch out for Lyme's disease.
Well, that comes from getting bitten by a tick, not from eating venison.
No, but the deer have it, and it is my opinion that.
Well, the deer actually carry it.
Yes, it's carried by a tick.
It is carried by a tick, and a deer is just one stop on the life cycle of Lyme disease. There's also white-footed mouses involved and some other stuff, too. So
yeah, squirrels, rats, mice, everything is starting to carry it.
Righty.
I was involved in Kuru's disease in New Guinea, in which Kuru is like a fulminating multiple sclerosis that people die from very quickly.
Right.
And they eat this, and it is found that it is mostly in women and children because they eat the nervous system, the brain, the spinal cord, the various organs in the body, where men eat just the flesh. And there's a great similarity. And I was involved in the research of that disease.
Did you know W.T. Brown?
No.
All right. Well, this was first reported in the early 50s by W.T. Brown in the Kiana Antu Patrol Report of 1953 and 1954.
Well, I was there doing that research in the 50s.
Yep. What, the 4A people, the 4A tribe in Papua New Guinea?
Well, who knows who you're talking to? In fact, they're the cover of one of my books that I wrote, A Couple of the Cannibals.
Right.
In fact, I was in their cabins, and they showed me the skulls of over, each one had 100 skulls of the people they had eaten.
Good grief. Yeah. How about Baruch Bloomberg? Know him?
No.
How about Daniel Carlton Gadge Dusek?
You know more than I do, and I was there. No, I don't know any of these people. Yeah. I'm kind of a solitude type of person.
I got you. Laughing sickness is what Kuru disease is called because of the violent tremors that people have during the onset of that disease.
It's a horrible condition. And, you know, I was in Africa, and they were eating a leopard, and the leopard was full of cancer. So whatever you do eat in the wild game business, cook the meat very, very thoroughly.
Oh, absolutely. No question about that. Well, thank you for that uplifting report, Charles. We appreciate that.
I thought it would lighten your day.
Oh, yes.
And your listeners could have some fun listening to it.
All right. Well, be careful out there.
Thank you.
Thanks, Charles.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Always a trip and a half, that Charles guy. Hey, have you been to Tochterman's yet? Have you been to the fly shop? I'll tell you, it's fantastic. It really is. And starting January 21st, they're coming up with a three-day course on the introduction to fly tying. Starts January 21st, 28th, and February 4th. Those are Saturdays. It's an hour and a half each session. Starts at 11 a.m., so you don't have to get up early to listen to the show. You can just get up and go down to Tochterman's and take a fly tying course. Learn the basics, the tools. You'll learn to tie a saltwater fly, a freshwater fly. And then also, if you want to do Wednesday evenings, the 25th, February 2nd, and February 8th are also days to take those courses. And that's from 6 to 7:30 p.m. So you can reserve your spot today by simply calling the folks down at Tochterman's, 410-327-6942. Now, look, they've got jig hooks. They've got swivels. They got everything you need to make your own lures at the giant, phenomenal, spectacular, stupendous lure making room. That's right. They have more jig molds there than I've seen at many wholesalers. They've got all the jig hooks, cases and cases and boxes and boxes. If you like to tie your own bucktail jigs or freshwater, saltwater stuff, they've got it all right there at the brand new and exciting lure building room. That's at Tochterman's, 1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point. Plus, still have 1,000 rods on display. They have 600 fishing reels, all the latest from all the major manufacturers, Shimano and Daiwa and St. Croix and you name it, they've got it. And they're people on the floor know their subject. If you want to know about bass fishing, you talk to Gene. You want to know about fly fishing, you talk to the fly fishing guy and so forth. 1925 Eastern Avenue, Fells Point, 2.5 blocks east of Broadway, 410-327-6942, 410-327-6942 for Tochterman's Fishing Tackle, all fishing all the time, same family name, same location since 1916.
Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details, or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
The Eastern Sports and Outdoor Show, February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg, PA. Presented by Outdoor Channel and Comcast. New gear, new products, same great tradition. Learn from over 30 of the top outdoor experts in the industry today. Enjoy more fun family activities, including Raptors Up Close, the Kids Trout Pond, Chris Brackett Archery Trick Shooting, and many more. Discounted tickets at EasternSportsShow.com. That's EasternSportsShow.com. February 4th to the 12th in Harrisburg, PA.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing like a good ground squat.
Cut 'em all, Jack. Cut 'em all, Jack. Cut 'em all, Jack. Cut 'em all, Jack.
There we go. Cut 'em all, Jack, from the Duck Commander. You can get, order that music from duckcommander.com if you like. Ah, boy. Is that 650 already? We're almost done. Wow. 410 to be CBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. While we're waiting for a call here, I'd like to tell you just one more time about the Allen & Marshall Auctions. Proud to present the 6th Annual Firearms and Men's Night Out Auction Sale on Friday night, February 3rd. That's my grandson Liam's birthday. Be sure to attend one of the largest firearms auctions in the Mid-Atlantic region. 350 quality firearms, four-wheelers, boats, jet skis, military items, and ammunition to be auctioned. All items will be sold regardless of price. There's no minimum and no reserve. You've never bought at auction before. Now's the time. You won't want to miss this incredible auction event. Yes, and you can find out more about it. Details, they're in Parsonburg, Maryland, 8000 Isham Road in Parsonburg, Maryland, outside of Salisbury. You can call David, David Allen, at 410-835-0384. That's 410-835-0384, or visit amauctions.com, amauctions.com. And while we're talking about going online, that type of thing, ellisoutdoors.com is the website for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. You can listen to podcasts of all the shows going back for a long, long time. Anything you've heard or thought you've heard me say, you can go back and check it out on the podcast at ellisoutdoors.com. I'd also invite you to visit mdelkinfo.com if you'd like to learn about elk reintroduction in other states as well as Maryland and what's going on. All the states east of the Mississippi, we've kind of summarized them there. There's different news articles and things from each of the states about elk in those states, and we try to keep that updated as often as we can. There's also our website, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, Maryland, spelled out, HuntingQuarterly.com. There you'll find information on the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and the different advertisers have different links to their websites as well. We do urge you to try and find a copy of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly if you like to read good information that will help you. And we've got ethics and safety and good information, a lot of pictures, and a lot of great folks that want to reach out to the hunters and outdoorsmen in our audience as well. But you can go online, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, click on the links page, and you will be able to see sunrise and sunset table, tide charts, weather, moon phase, and other useful information and links there to the to other folks in the outdoors world here. That's MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. You can read the magazine online, too. You can read both issues if you like. We have the fall issue on there and the winter issue on there. We're working on the spring issue now, even today. So there you go, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. We'd urge you to pick that up. And, you know, it's absolutely free. This winter issue, 76 pages of information, color photos, and that type of thing. And we still urge you to get your photos in. We'll try and get them in the spring issue if we can. To just mail them to my email address. The easiest one is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's the one I'm looking at right now, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And we've got drop time bucks and freaky bucks and multiple point bucks and sick of deer and you name it, stories, all kinds of stuff coming up in the next issue. You ought to see some of the deer from this past season. Unbelievable deer. I mean, you killed that in Maryland? Yes, sir, they sure did. There's some tremendous bucks coming in into that issue. So we're looking forward to sharing that with you absolutely free beginning of February. Yep. Well, let's take our final break here for the day, and then we'll. If you'd like to get on the line, we still have one set of tickets for the Eastern Outdoor Show, and we have one set for the NRA show. So, if you'd like to call in, you got about 3 minutes to do that and get free tickets to that show or those shows. One set of tickets for the NRA show, and one set of tickets for the. Eastern Outdoor Show in Harrisburg. So there you go. We'll take our final break, and we'll be right back. If you want to call, call now, and you'll be the final caller of the day.
If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's 3 big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 27th through the 29th at the Eventplex at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See nearly 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes available. Renew your NRA membership at the show for $35 and receive a free weekend pass to the show. It's the 2012 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 3 to 9 p.m. Friday, January 27th, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, January 28th, and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, January 29th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. Visit www.nrahuntingshow.org. For more info, see the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Hey, we're back. Okay, 410 WCBM 680. I guess we got some people that want tickets on the line, so... we'll take care of that for you, that's for sure. All right. Well, we talked a little bit about my philosophy on poachers and that type of thing, and I just can't understand the mindset. I really can't, you know. It seems to be generational. If your father was a scofflaw, then you're going to be a scofflaw. If you think the man is evil, I mean, it's the same mentality. you know, all law enforcement's bad, the cops are pigs and all that stuff. And I don't get that. I really don't. So let's talk to, does Steve want to talk? Yeah. Okay. I got it. Can I click on him yet? Pat? Can we click on him? Hello, Steve. Hello, Steve. All right, Steve, go ahead, buddy. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Outstanding.
What's up?
We on the air?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Hey, you know, I agree with Alan about the poaching.
Yep.
Thing is a problem, but, you know, there's another side to that. I can remember crabbing off Kent Island, and the DNR, they had so much time on their hands, they could stop and give you a hard time for not having, you know, your name and your number on your floats for a couple of crab traps. And, you know, there's two sides to that story, and I think it's got to be a nice balance there, going after the real poachers, but leaving the you know, the honest citizens just trying to have fun with their family, you know, not being too aggressive.
Well, they do walk a fine line. There's no question of that. There's no question of that. I mean, they have a job to do. They're on regular patrol, no question about it. And, you know, you have some officers, you know, just like most law enforcement, you have guys that are gung-ho. And, you know, they're very aggressive, and everybody's a criminal, and whatever it is in their mind that, you know, puts that focus on look, I'll tell you something. You've got problems right now in this enforcement division. You've got guys that don't hunt and don't fish who are trying to enforce the laws and don't know the laws. Let me give you an example. You're driving deer. You got a fluorescent orange hat. You got an orange vest on, no firearm. How far must you be if you're a driver from an occupied building?
That's a good point. I don't drive deer, but I would say there shouldn't be. You have no
exactly right. Exactly right. But you got guys out there that don't know the difference between somebody who's unarmed, who's on a drive pushing a property, and somebody who has a firearm. They don't know that one's driving and one's hunting. The guy with the firearm has to be 150 yards away. The guy who's driving can be in the backyard. Hey, we got to go. Thanks for the call late, but we'll continue next week. Get out, stay safe.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's